your field. These conditions could give rise to a state of flow where you're so absorbed in the material that you're not even thinking about how your speech is going. You're not even thinking, I'm the Dalai Lama. You lose all track of time and self-identity. The Dalai Lama listened attentively.
The kind of mental focus you are referring to, where there is a total fusion with one's immediate activity, sounds to me like a quality of mind referred to in Buddhist psychology as meditative stability. I believe that each of us can develop the capacity to focus our attention on any chosen object or activity for a prolonged period of time. One of the characteristics of such a focused mind is its total absorption in the chosen activity. In some cases, even disturbances in the immediate environment have no effect in undermining the depth of concentration. I have known individuals who have achieved such states of mind. For example, Gen Niemala, one of my earlier teachers, had an amazing capacity for focus. Often when he would enter into deep contemplation, I could see his facial expressions undergo visible transformation. When he was in that state, he became almost oblivious to his immediate physical surroundings. For example, if a student came to pour him a cup of tea or something, he simply would not notice this. There was a kind of total fusion of his mind with his contemplation. So to me, that probably is what this flow is that you are describing.
I interrupted here. Yes, that sounds similar. So when someone is engaged in work and they are in the flow state, they get to a point where they are totally absorbed in the work purely for the sake of the work. They are so focused on it, they're not doing the work for money, they're not doing it for fame, they're not doing it to advance their career, they're not even doing it for the benefit of society. They're just so involved and concentrated on the work that the work itself becomes a source of satisfaction. So my question to you is, do you have any thoughts on how to create that state at work?
First, if you are seeking satisfaction from your work, I think that when a person is in that state of one-pointed mind, it's not possible to gain satisfaction at that moment. Because satisfaction is a different kind of mental state than the state of total absorption that you are describing.
You raise a really good point. In fact, the research has found the very same thing, noting that when someone is in that state of flow, you don't see them smiling and thinking about how happy they are or how much fun they're having. The sense of satisfaction comes later. So you're